train.
Hey, Tommy, you better get that train back on the track or Cynthia's gonna be late for her beauty appointment.
I'm trying. Let go, Jill.
It's a darling.
Got it.
What's up?
Hey, your brother's getting baby Jewel all over Cynthia.
That's not for you, Jill. Here you go, Angelica.
Yuck. Baby germs.
He really wants to play with the older kids' toys, huh?
Susie was the same way.
What did you do?
We gave her Edwin's old toys. Worked like a charm.
Oh, that's a great idea. I've got a whole box of Tommy's old toys in the basement. Only now they'll be hand-me-downs, right, sweetie?
What's the hand-me-down, you guys?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a hammy sandwich.
No. They're the things that moms and dads take from one kid and give them to another kid. I get them all the time.
Wow, Tommy. I wonder if your mommy's giving you some of Dill's stuff, because Dill's always tried to take your stuff.
I don't really think Dill has anything I want. Except he does have those diapers with the teddy bear on them. Those are kind of nice. And he has that shiny new spoon and that fluffy pillow. And
I really think giving Dill Tommy's old toys is a big mistake. Hand-me-downs can be very damaging.
Oh, honestly, Stu?
You don't know, Deed. You didn't have to suffer the cruel humiliation, the shame of getting somebody else's toys.
Now, honey, Tommy's toys are like new. You'll see. Things will be different.
But, Dee, they made me wear my brother's shoes and his socks. Did I mention his socks?
I wore the man's underwear for 6 years, Dee!
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Oh, Lucy, look. He'll love these.
See anything you like, Tommy?
I already have keys like that. Oh, I used to have a squishy ball that squeaked just like that. And that's my wormy. Hey, what's going on here? That's all my stuff.
There you go, sweetie. Maybe I better chip the old baby food off of these before I give them to Dill.
No problem. I have a scalpel in my bag that'll take it right off.
Yep, those are hand-me-downs, all right.
But this is my stuff, Susie.
Right, they're giving it to Dill.
Dill?
That's why they're called hand-me-downs. They go from the bigger kid down to the littler kid. Else they call them hand-me-ups.
Boy, I don't think I like hand-me-downs very much.
Hand-me-downs? Oh, no. I hope it isn't too late.
What are you doing, Angelica?
It's just like my mommy says. The one with the most toys wins, and the one with no toys is nothing. You know what that means. Poof! Poof? Yeah, if they give all your toys away, you disappear.
That's not true, Angelica.
Sure it is. It's happened to lots of people, like, Susie's sister, Yvonne.
Susie doesn't have a sister named Yvonne.
Exactly. They kept giving all Yvonne's stuff to Susie until one day there wasn't nothing left of her, and poof! So sad.
Angelica's right. I never seen Susie's sister, Yvonne.
Maybe I better ask Susie about this.
Oh, no, don't do that. Susie gets all sad when people talk about it. Last time, she cried so much they had to take a bolt to the bathroom just so she could blow her nose.
Whoa.
Tommy, we gotta hide these toys from Dill.
Sorry, Dill. I don't want to disappear.
What's the matter, honey? Now, how did those... Stew, I can't believe he's acting so childishly about this. Here you go, baby.
Well, that little plan didn't work. Nice knowing you, Tommy. See you around.
Oops.
Guess I won't really be seeing you since you're gonna disappear.
Well, I'm not gonna let my bestest friend disappear. I'll hold on to you. Maybe we could find Nils some other neat toys to play with. Then we can take my toys back and I won't have to disappear. That's a great idea, Tommy.
Just caught the corner.
Now's all we gotta do to save you is hide your stuff.
I know. We can dig a big hole in the backyard, like for buried treasure. Nobody'll ever find it.
If it isn't one thing disappearing around here, it's another.
Season here, 93 home.
Now, Sprout, these are my things. We'll just find you some baby stuff to play with. Who's winning?
Yeah.
Now, there's some toys for you, Scout.
Okay, I think the hole's big enough now. No, Dill, don't! I'll disappear!
You better grab that stuff from him, Tommy! It's already getting hard to see ya!
You sure like the toys, huh, Dill?
Hurry! Throw them in here!
Hey, Chucky, he figured out how to do it. Good job, Dilly.
Tommy, I can still hear you. Hand me the toys.
No.
No? But if Dill gets those toys, you're gonna disappear.
I don't want to make him cry no more, Chucky. Look how happy he is. Dill, meet Mr. Wormy.
Boy, Tommy, I'm sure gonna miss you now that you're gonna be all disappeared.
I'll miss you too, Chucky. But you can be Dill's bestest friend now, because he's got all my stuff.
See, Deed? They're right there, and I had nothing to do with it.
That's odd. You know, I really want to have that man come in to check for poltergeists.
Look at those two. I guess you were right, Deed. Hand-me-downs can be okay. Come on, let's get the rest of Tommy's old stuff. You know, I can actually feel my inner child healing.
Tommy, I guess your mommy and daddy made you give your dumb baby toys to your little brother after all. They didn't make me. I just want him to be happy.
Hey, Tommy! You didn't disappear!
Who said he was gonna disappear?
Angelica did. Just like your sister, Yvonne.
Yvonne? I don't have a sister named Yvonne.
We know. She disappeared it when she didn't have any hand-me-downs left.
People don't disappear from giving away hand-me-downs. Angelica, have you been making stuff up again?
Those dumb babies will believe anything. All I know is I'm sure glad I get to keep all my stuff.
Hi, Cupcake.
Oh, Daddy! I'm glad I'm your only little cupcake.
Oh, me too, Princess. And since you are my one and only, I came up with a great idea. We're going to give all your old toys to your cousin Tommy. Isn't that neat? There could be dry rot under there.
Hey, guys, need a hand?
No, thanks. We're
sure,
fine.
Come on over.
Hi, Angelica.
Oh, hello, Susie.
Hey, Susie. How come you're wearing the same clothes as Cynthia?
Because I was just at ballet class.
What's that?
It's kind of like school, except in ballet class we dance to music. Like right now, we're practicizing for a big dance we're going to do called Swan Lake. We get to go up on a real stage and wear pretty costumes and have lots of people come see us.
Wow! Can we come too?
Yeah, let's go! Well, I'll ask my mom. Do you want to come too, Angelica?
Well, I would, Susie, but I'm much too busy practicing for my big dance. It's called, Angelica's Lake, and I made it up all by myself.
Wow! Maybe I could help you with it. Miss Svetlana says I'm doing really good.
Oh, I don't really think you can help, Susie. Angelica's Lake is full of lots of grown-up stuff I learned when I was in ballet school.
You were in ballet school?
Sure! I was the bestest dancer in the whole class. In fact, I was so good that after only two lessons, I graduated from ballet class.
I think you're making all this up, Angelica.
What? Well, Miss Mow-It-All, you'll see. Angelica's Lake has got to have a stage and pretty costumes just like your dance.
Yeah, and who's going to be in it? A real ballet has more than one person, you know.
Them. Yeah, the firstest ballet with babies. I think they're gonna put it on TV, too.
We're gonna be on TV?
Yeah.
TV? You are making this all up.
It's true. I'm gonna be a famous TV star and you'll just be Susie.
Well, then I guess you won't mind if I invite all the kids in the neighborhood to come see your dance.
Sure. Invite them all. The more the better.
Come on, Susie. Daddy needs to change so he can come back and help with the roof. If I hurry, I think we can still save the house.
Are we really going to dance on the TV, Angelica?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say hi to Reptar.
I'm going to wave to Daddy. Hi, Daddy.
So I don't want to be in it. I don't even know how to dance.
You're going to be in it, Finster. All of you babies are gonna be in it, or I'm gonna look dumb in front of Susie Carmichael. Now, everybody line up accordion to size so I can teach you how to dance. First, you got the kick. Like this.
Boy, dancing's easier than I thought.
What else do we do, Angelica?
Well, let's see. There's kicks, and there's, Don't you remember how to dance, Angelica?
All right, ladies, line up along the bar, and we'll practice our positions. Ready, first position.
Oh, hi, Angelica. You don't mind if I practice sides for my dance, do you?
Go ahead, Susie. Maybe you'll get some ideas from me. OK, Okay, listen up, babies. When I say first physician, do this. Not like that, the other way.
Well, I can't help it, they just go that way.
Oh, well, then everyone do what Tommy's doing.
Second physician, pull up. Doors turned out.
Okay, second physician, like this.
Hey, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Told you.
Third position, elbows bent.
Now third physician. Hurry up.
Plie. And plie. And plie.
Excuse me, Mr. Chucky's dad, but I have to teach the babies to dance.
And I'm sure you're doing a wonderful job, Angelica, but I really have to take Chucky home now.
But you can't!
Say, Chaz, could you bring up that crowbar?
Got a problem on the roof?
It's just some broken tiles.
Dry rot.
Overstressed joists.
Oh, I had the same thing. Turned out to be termites. Here, let me show you how to test for them.
Okay, I think I teach you babies enough. Now, let's see. We're gonna need music and a stage and some costumes. I'll be right back. You babies keep practicing your dancing.
Can you remember how to dance?
Not. You're just a girl who feeds the cow.
Moo. But I wanted to be a princess on TV. Angelica, I think you gave me the wrong costume.
Let me see.
Ah, gee, do I really have to wear this?
Well, I was gonna wear it, but this is prettier. You don't want me to have to wear icky stuff, do ya?
I don't want to dance in front of people, Tommy. And, oh, my tummy hurts.
Chucky, just keep thinking about how we're going to be the onlyest babies ever to dance on TV.
And if you have to throw up on Tommy, because he's the doctor. I can't dance with all those peoples watching!
You gotta dance, Chucky. And not just for me, but for mostly for me. So just remember what I teached you. Get out there and break an egg.
Oh, I just know I'm gonna mess up. And why do we gotta break eggs?
Where are those eggs, anyhow?
I don't know. You're the cow.
And now, Angelica Prevents Angelica's Lake, starring Angelica and made up by Angelica. That's the lake, and that's a tree. I guess I can use my Cynthia workout tape. Better than that boring old stuff Susie was playing.
Ready? Here we go now.
Those dumb babies are messing everything up.
She's got real neat hair. fits, girls. Shake it, shake it, you're so fantastic. Just don't break it, you're only made of plastic. Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. Cynthia, maybe tell the girls now. Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. Cynthia, boogie to the girls now. Come on, girls. Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. Cynthia, boogie to the groove now.
Babies wreck my ballet.
Hey, Angelica, that was great.
Huh?
I didn't think you could teach babies to dance, but you really did. I was wondering, would you make up a ballet for me? Maybe we could call it Susie's Lake.
You want me to make up a ballet for you? I mean, I guess I could, but I don't know about calling it Susie's Lake. I was thinking something more like, Susie's Puddle.
Angelica.
Okay, okay. How about Susie's Pond?
Well, guys, I guess we really did it.
Susie said I was a good dancer.
Hey, let's dance some more. Come on.
Hello. Wawa. Wawa?
Well, you were right, Stu. Everything looks pretty good.
I guess I was wrong.
No termites.
See? I told you. My roof is just fine.
Huh? Ready? Here we go now. Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. Cynthia, boogie to the groove now. At those moves, long as you move her arms and legs. She's moving out on the floor. She's ready to break some eggs. Make an omelet, Cynthia. Woo! Shake it, shake it, you're so fantastic. Just don't break it, you're only made of plastic. Cynthia, she's a real cool dancer. Cynthia, boogie to the groove now.